USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal jury on Monday convicted a New York Police Department veteran, Thomas Webster, of assaulting an officer during January 6, rejecting his claim that he was defending himself. Guilty of 6 charges, the assault charge alone is punishable by up to 20 years in prison.
Chief Justice Roberts is just so upset, I can imagine, because he's lost control, people will think at least, he's lost control of the court.
Constitutional expert Alan Dershowitz on Newsmax overnight. A draft opinion by the Supreme Court poised to overturn the landmark 1973 Roe v. Wade case that legalized abortions nationwide was leaked to Politico. Mr. Dershowitz believes a law clerk at the court leaked the document. The document was labeled first draft of the opinion of the court in a case challenging Mississippi's ban on abortion after 15 weeks, a case known as Dobbs v. Jackson's Women's Health Organization. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Calling the January 6th Commission illegitimate and characterizing the probe as a political witch hunt, House Republican Representatives Mo Brooks of Alabama, Andy Biggs of Arizona, and Ronnie Jackson of Texas on Monday rejected requests from the January 6th Committee to testify voluntarily. All three members slammed the mostly partisan panel itself. It should be noted Democrat Nancy Pelosi rejected the Republicans' choice for the panel in favor of her own personal picks. The population in California shrinks, yet holds on to the number one position in America.
California's population declined again last year. State officials say a slowdown in births and immigration, coupled with an increase in deaths and people leaving the state, are the reasons. Despite a shrinking population, it's still the country's most populous state with more than 39 million residents. Texas is in a distant second with 29.5 residents. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Former Philadelphia police officer, 26-year-old Edsel Mendoza, who fatally shot a 12-year-old boy in March, has been charged with murder. The complaint alleges after shooting at police and a foot chase, the 12-year-old had already thrown his gun away and was on the ground when the officer fired the fatal shot. An unprecedented information leak Monday night at the Supreme Court reminds us how far some will go to push their personal political agenda. A draft by the Supreme Court of the United States to change Roe v. Wade decision on abortions appears to not only be authentic, but a deliberate attempt to pressure the justices. Constitutional law expert Alan Dershowitz on Newsmax overnight.
But this was not just an inadvertent leak. I think this was an act of civil disobedience engaged in by a determined law clerk who thought it was so serious that a woman's right to abortion would be taken away that they were willing to risk their bar, their career, their heritage on this, because this is going to be investigated. The FBI is going to be called in. There's going to be an attempt to break the journalist privilege. There's going to be an attempt to call Politico and demand of them that they reveal the source. The case may go all the way to the Supreme Court on that issue as well. And so this is a monumental day. Chief Justice Roberts is just so upset. I can imagine people will think at least he's lost control of the court.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.